I knew how the little boat would quiver and plunge, the water gushing into the steering wheel, and how the sails would press her down, suddenly, horribly, in that gust of wind. It must have been very dark out there in the bay. The shore must have seemed very far away to anyone swimming there in the water. How long afterwards was it that they found her? I said.
About 2 months, he said.
2 months? I thought drowned people were found after 2 days. I thought they would be washed up close to the shore when the tide came.
Where did they find her? I asked.
Near Edgecombe, about 40 miles up channel, he said. I had spent a holiday at Edgecombe once when I was 7.It was a big place with a pier and donkeys. I remembered riding a donkey along the sands.
How did they know it was her after 2 months? How could they tell?
I said. I wondered why he paused before each sentence, as though he weighed his words. Had he cared for her, then? Had he minded so much?
Maxim went up to Edgecombe to identify her, he said.
Suddenly, I did not want to ask him any more. I felt sick at myself, sick and disgusted. I was like a curious sightseer, standing on the fringe of a crowd after someone had been knocked down. I was like a poor person in a tenement building when someone had died, asking,If I might see the body. I hated myself. My questions had been degrading, shameful. Frank Crawley must despise me.